Virgin Radio 104.4 morning, 8:16, your Tuesday run to work. Thanks for having us on. So, yeah, got an inbox yesterday, anonymous. I'm keeping her name fake. It's Sarah, though. I'm calling her Sarah.
Fake Sarah.
She's in a relationship with a freeloader, been in it for 2.5 years. In the last 12 months, he hasn't had a job, literally just living off her. She gives him money, buys his clothes, food, you name it. She just wants to know what she should do. She loves him, but does she break up with him? Maybe you've been in this relationship before. Maybe you were on the other end of it.
Whatever it is, give us a call, 04-871-5544. How do we help her out?
All right, Leanne, is it? Good morning.
Yes, Leanne, hi.
Leanne, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, what do you think? What do you think Sarah should do here?
I've been in a similar situation for, I think, the last 3 years, not now. But my suggestion would be to break up because it's just toxic. Like, I convinced myself it was okay, but it's actually not.
Wow.
Yeah, you do that self-convincing of like, yeah, it's okay, no, this is fine.
If you love the person, you tend to convince yourself that it's all okay, but it's not.
You're probably better off now, right, that you've left him.
It was actually easier for me to leave because I moved to Dubai.
Ah.
So I just decided I can't do this anymore. And it was easier for me that way, but she should break up. Like, this is too much, right? She can't go on like that.
Leanne, can I ask you, how many years was he living off you for? Like, how many years were you basically fueling his lifestyle?
3 years.
Three years.
So I was
solid.
In college at the time, and he was jobless. He didn't have a degree. He just sat at home and played video games and watched movies. That's all he did.
And you thought he would change?
I hoped he would change, yes.
And didn't. Okay.
Yeah, and he doesn't. And that's the thing, you know. I know she's listening right now because she's listening to this show. Anonymous, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What do you think? Have you been in this? What do you think?
Yes, well, I'm actually currently in a situation as such, but it's where I haven't had a permanent job in over, let's say, 2 years.
Okay.
But I found a way to make ends meet, and I found a way to pay half the bills. So what I do is I find any freelance work that I can do, and I do it just so that I can make, you know, an equal partnership in this relationship.
Well, that's good. That's what I believe he should be doing, but he's doing the opposite.
I mean, finding it or saying that, yes, the market is bad, you know, finding a permanent job is difficult. I agree 100%. It's almost impossible nowadays to find a permanent job, but there are like a million freelance jobs out there. And you can get something or the other if you want to.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think he's just lazy. Rakan, morning.
Hello, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. What do you think, man? What do you think from the boys' point of view? What does she do?
To be honest, she should have left him way back. And the thing is, if she do love him, and yes, I live by the code of common sense and logic. And it's been 2 years of their relationship and 12 months. So it's a year of her taking responsibility out of everything, which is really, really bothers me out. That's why I called, because there is no such man would love a person and would do such thing.
Yeah, so I think so. I think he's just, again, we don't know the relationship.
We're watching from the outside.
I feel like he's just going on this ride now where he's going to see how far he can take it on, and then eventually she'll turn around and say, yo, listen, bro, get out of the house. Our relationship's over, you know, and then he moves on. I'll take one more here. Is it interesting? Is it Bart van Dijk?
Bart van Dijk, Dutch name.
Bart van Dijk, love that name. Bart van Dijk, tell me.
Well, the thing is that what might be the situation is that he's depressed. Because if I look at, for instance, my stepbrother, he has been stuck in his life for a very, very long time. And slacking off, etc. And I do believe that everyone wants to contribute in life and wants to be valued. And if things aren't working out, that you feel down. And though it might be the reason, it's not an excuse in my opinion. So if I were her, I would either give him a final chance that you say, like, okay, these are the things that you need to meet for us to continue, and else quit, because if he doesn't want to help himself, then it's not her responsibility to help him either.
Yeah, I agree.
Final warning. That's a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for that. A lot of calls this morning. A lot of messages coming in. you know, it's really interesting to be in this position with Sarah, fake name.
Yes.
She's in this relationship for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
This guy's leeching off her for the last 12 months. I think in any type of relationship, you've got that buffer zone of wanting to help the other person out.
Yeah.
So that's okay. If they're down on their luck or they are depressed,
yeah.
You are there as a partner, as a support network, but you're not there to provide 100%, 100% of the time. A relationship should be a balance. And if you're not in a relationship where it's equal, you really want to get to that point where it is equal.
For sure.
I read something recently which really, really just stuck with me, where it's not our job as a partner to make the other person happy. It's not your job in the relationship to make your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend happy. You need to be happy yourself.
Mm. I love that. I love that.
And I think that is so important.
Totally.
We get into relationships trying to make the other person happy. No, you must be happy on your own.
Yes.
And the other person must be happy on their own. Together, you'll be happy. But you can't force. It's not my job to make Brianna, my fiance, happy.
No, she's.
She needs to be happy. And
exactly.
She is.
Independently, you need 100%. To have what makes you happy, what serves your soul right, you know?
So with Sarah, I'm going to say it straight out. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. You may love him. Give him one more chance if you want. Give him an ultimatum and say by whatever, November, you must have a job.
I mean,
September, you must, whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
maybe he just needs those like targets. You know what I mean?
He needs to show some initiative. If he's not showing any initiative,
out.
Goodbye.
There it is. We'll take more calls later on. Appreciate all your calls this morning. Sarah, I know you're listening. Good luck.